John Weber's house is hard to find, but that's not because of the neighborhood. It's partly because it's so small at 626 square feet. I found Weber in his front yard. He just started a tour of his home for a group of Idaho Power employees.
Reuse everything. So all this brick and all this stuff is all from the old house.
The other reason you may not see John's little green house is because it sits back from this street behind a 75-year-old oak tree. A tree Weber says probably cost him about $7,000.
Last house was a passive solar house, so it was heated and cooled by the sun. It's kind of hard to have a passive solar house with a big, huge tree in front of it.
Weber says his friend, an arborist, wouldn't let him cut the tree down. As his neighbor uses a power saw next door, he explains that his house is modeled after some of the passive house designs that originated in Germany in the 1990s.
I made the walls of the house thicker. I was relying more on insulation and tight ceiling rather than just the sun coming in and warming up the house.
Passive buildings don't require much energy to heat and cool them. They're generally small in both size and ecological footprint. There's no doubt Weber's tiny house is built for one or two people, but it's easily expandable.
So if you were a bigger family or you grew, you could add another module. And then you could just push this out further, and you could connect the modules with the vestibule.
The vestibule Weber points to is a kind of breezeway that connects two 16 by 16 foot boxes, Weber calls them modules, with a slightly angled ceiling. Weber is the kind of man Idaho Power calls a stellar performer.
So stellar performer is quite a compliment coming from Idaho Power.
That's Denise Humphreys. She's the energy efficiency education specialist at Idaho Power. For most of the year, Weber doesn't pay an electricity bill. And that's because the house he designed and finished building in 2010 is so efficient.
Well, do you want to look inside? Or?
Is that okay?
Sure, yeah, come on in.
Aside from the walls, which are at least twice as thick as standard exterior walls, so each module and the vestibule has its own foundation. Weber put 4 inches of foam underneath the concrete floors.
So in the summertime, when the angle of sun's up real high, it doesn't hit the floors. So it's like having a big ice block in a cooler. So if it's 100 out, I think it's never gotten above 75, 76 in the house. And then in the wintertime, the angle of sun comes down low, it hits the floor and it heats it up, and then it helps retain that heat.
The short story is that 11 years ago, Weber found himself in Texas with a boat and a desire to fulfill a childhood dream to sail around the world. He did end up crossing the Gulf of Mexico, but powering a sailboat can be expensive.
I think it mostly all started living on a sailboat for 2.5 years, and you just have a limited amount of electricity. I had 2 deep cycle batteries and a 50-watt solar panel, and so everything had to run off of that.
Weber built a bigger passive solar house in 2004. The new house we're in today is what he calls the Boise Small Footprint Housing Project. It's both water and energy efficient. There's no clothes dryer. The refrigerator is the size of one a college student might have. The orange trim and the tropical upholstery inside remind Weber of his sailing days. He even installed hatches in his kitchen counters in lieu of drawers and cupboards.
And so this is like living room, dining room, everything area.
Some of the construction materials were reused from the old house. Most of the newer materials are locally produced in the Northwest.
Windows, they came from Bend, Oregon. They're handmade there. Solar panels came from Oregon, too. Tried to get as much local stuff as we could.
Those windows are double and triple paned, depending on which direction they face. The structurally insulated panels that make up the exterior walls, what Weber refers to as a foam sandwich, were manufactured in Eagle, Idaho. From a construction perspective, some might say Weber's hobby is a lucrative one.
Well, it was about $40,000 to $45,000 for the house. The lot, of course, isn't included in that or the solar panels.
Many people have told John Weber he ought to start a business, but for now, he's comfortable just living in his 626-square-foot home.
I'm not really sure what's next. I did design a little bit bigger house than this that'll be less expensive and more efficient, and it'll have more rooms in it than this also. But I don't know if I'll ever build it or not.
School groups and Idaho Power employees make up an almost constant stream of people who want to know more about the small footprint house. Weber tries to ignore the curious onlookers, who often drive by with their windows down and their necks craned to catch a glimpse. For KBSX News, I'm Emily Schwing.